Okay, hello, how are we? I'm not doing too bad. This is my second episode, and my first episode was recorded in, well, ages ago. But anyways, I released it in December, and obviously December is a crazy time. So I kind of just took some time off as I was over the Christmas, but I am back and I'm ready to make these a little bit more frequent. I'm hoping to get them up every second week. So I'm going to keep myself accountable, but please let me know. Are we liking, I kind of like short and sweet episodes. Of course, it's because I'm the one who's editing the podcast, and editing the podcast is very difficult. But yeah, I'm really enjoying just the short and sweet episodes, but I would love your feedback. Let me know if you want some guests on. Yeah, what the vibes are essentially going for. So today I actually wanted to talk about something that I feel like is going to benefit so many people. But if it just benefits one, I'm so happy with that. But it's basically our triggers. So I want to talk about why our triggers are actually our biggest teachers and probably our best friends. There's something that we definitely need to welcome in with open arms. However, I don't want to sit here and act like I'm on my hoy horse and I always get my triggers right and I always welcome them in with open arms, because I definitely don't. I can be reactive on triggers. I can shut them down. I can avoid them completely. There's so many different things that I have done to avoid triggers. It's quite hilarious. But I know that a lot of you may relate. However, I will always do my best, okay? That's all I can say. I'll always do my best that when I get into a triggering situation, I might react, I might avoid, I might do something, but I will always do my best to come back to that trigger and try and understand it a little bit more, try and understand it and what it's trying to teach me about myself. So over the past probably 2 years now, I've kind of like completely committed in a sense to my own healing journey. And this is like aside from food, this is aside from coaching, this is aside from everything. This was my own personal journey of healing and like working on just becoming a better version of myself. So not that I was actually a hothead, to be quite honest. I was more of like someone who would have suppressed a lot, or would have never spoken, or would have went quite inward on myself, especially in a triggering situation. I didn't understand myself a lot, to be quite honest. Still don't. I think it's always like, I think life is a journey of like trying to understand yourself, working on being the best version of yourself, quote unquote healing. I don't believe that you ever like stand there one day and you're like, oh my God, I'm so healed. Like, I feel like life is a journey of just like understanding yourself. And like the more obviously the years go on, the deeper the layers of yourself get. And I think you'll only ever, like God, the universe will only ever give you what you're ready for. So any challenging times that you're going through right now, I want you to know that you wouldn't have been given it if you weren't ready for it. And that's what I always try and remind myself, especially in the tougher days and when triggers are like, you know, constantly coming at me. I always try and remind myself of that exact sentence, is that I wouldn't be given something that I wasn't ready for or wasn't capable for, or somebody out there, any sort of higher power, whatever you believe in, wouldn't have given it to me if I wasn't ready. So triggers, how does it fit into all of this? And it actually fits in, if you're listening just based because you know that I help with relationship with food, blah blah blah, this will actually really help with regards to relationship with food. However, I'm going to talk about triggers in a sense of everyday life, your best friend, your mom, your dad, your sister, everybody, whoever triggers you the most. And what exactly do I mean when I talk about triggers? So triggers are things, basically like memories, objects, people that spark intense negative emotions. So they bring you back to a time in the past. So past traumas. And one thing as well I want to get clear is that you don't have to have, like, people when they hear the word trauma, they're like, oh my God, like, it, you know, it's not that deep. But everybody experiences some level of trauma, I personally believe, in their life, okay? It mightn't be as intense or, you know, whatever you want to say, it mightn't be as bad as someone else's, but it's bad to them, you know, and always allow yourself the space to deal with your emotions. You know, just because there's bleeding poverty halfway across the world, or there's poverty in Ireland, or there's homeless people in Ireland, I understand that, and I understand that they are real life issues that you don't want to close your eyes off to, but you also are valid in your emotions, okay? And this is one thing that I feel like a lot of people are potentially getting wrong when it comes to even perspective change and challenging your thoughts and, you know, just switch it to a positive one, is that sometimes it's actually toxic positivity. Like, you need to allow yourself to fucking be angry, to be annoyed at the fact that you're feeling pissed off about life, that life isn't going your way, that, you know, you feel as though nothing works out for you. You have to allow yourself a period of time to express that. And then you can do the whole change your thoughts, perspective change, blah, blah, blah. But this is something that I preach to all of my clients, is that your emotions are valid because they're your feelings. However, you don't want to lead with emotions. You don't want to, like, when you're in an emotion, which we all have been in, you know, whether it's sad or you're going through a breakup or whatever it might be, those intense emotions make you feel or see the world from a very dull lens, I'm going to say. And you can see things in a very not clear perspective, okay? But that's why everybody says, don't make any, like, really important decisions when you're emotional, because you don't make the best decisions because you're emotional, okay? However, it doesn't mean that you don't allow yourself to be emotional. It doesn't mean that you don't allow yourself to just be pissed off because you think somebody halfway across the world has it worse than you. I get it. And like I said, perspective change is definitely important, especially what can happen in an emotion is that you can fall into victim mode. And I have done this so many times. And to be honest, I allow myself, I'm like, per fucking me. Yeah, per me, it's annoying. And then I'll do the whole perspective change and I'll remind myself that, like, Kira, life isn't that bad. You know, you have a roof over your head. You have exactly what you need in this moment. However, if I was to do that every single time I was feeling a bit down, to be honest, it would be suppression. I'd never be allowing myself to just feel the natural emotions of life, okay? And just a reminder, down days, not feeling top form is actually a normal part of life. I know, I hate it as well, but it is. So anyways, that was a bit of a tangent, but I hope you get the idea. Like, toxic positivity is not going to help you. Especially in this day and age, everyone's like, oh my God, you know, your vibration needs to be high, blah, 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 to attract in what you need. But like, there is certain triggers that will bring up really tough emotions. And in order to overcome those triggers, in order to get to quote unquote a vibration, you need to be able to heal the parts of you that aren't actually the best. You know, the low self-esteem, the piece of you that feels like you're not worthy if you don't have a certain body image, the piece of you that feels like you're not worthy if you don't have X amount in your bank account, the piece of you that feels like if you don't have a fucking boyfriend, you're not worthy or you're ugly or whatever it might be, the story that you're telling yourself, okay? I know I'm going off on a bit of a tangent, but I hope you're grasping what I'm trying to get across. So I'm going to dive into it triggers a little bit more and how that all ties back to exactly what I'm just after being speaking about. So like I said, traumas don't have to be this massive thing. It's whatever happened to you in your life. You know, your mom and dad could have broken up when you were younger. And that has given you a little bit of fear when it comes to relationships. It's given you probably an abandonment wound. Who is to say? Only you know your triggers. And that's exactly obviously what I want to talk about today. So triggers are, again, triggering a past version of you. So like I said, from childhood, teenage years, like any sort of past version of you. This can even be last year. You could have went through a really traumatic breakup. You could have went through a really traumatic relationship, etc. So this can involve, so what exactly a trigger can involve is like sudden panic, fear, feeling helpless, feelings of abandonment. So like, you know, that feeling of like, oh my God, somebody's gonna leave me, and that like gut-wrenching feeling. Anger, sadness, thoughts and scenarios being played out. So different things can bring up a trigger, okay? But what most people do is, because we're never taught how to deal with our triggers, we essentially kind of, we try and get rid of them as fast as they can, because they're bringing up emotions that, you know, is a past version of ourselves that we've done, like we've fought probably our hardest to either forget about or to never feel again. And that's what's so hard about a trigger. And that's why people, when they are in a triggered state, will either lash out, they'll go inward, they'll completely avoid, they'll use different things like food, you know, it could be porn, it could be drugs, alcohol. There's so many different things that people can use in order to numb the difficult emotions, number one, and the triggers that they're having. Now, am I gonna sit here and act as if I know about everybody's traumas? Absolutely not. Some people's traumas are really, really tough, and it's not easy. It's not easy to even open yourself up to your triggers, to even want to acknowledge them, to even want to see them for what they are, and to even want to see what's trying to tell you. So when I say they're your best friends, I mean, and your biggest teachers, is I mean it's shown you a part of yourself that you have the power to heal. So this is another thing as well. We think when somebody on the external, like somebody outside of ourselves, so let's just say my best friend, Hannah, if she triggers me and she says something about me and that triggers the shit out of me and I want to be like, fuck you, rah, 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 and give out to her and lash out at her, or just get up and leave, or whatever it is that I feel called to, your trigger will bring up something different for you. I don't know what your reactions could be, but Let's just say that that scenario happens, okay? I'm going to blame Hannah for whatever she has said. Now, of course, I'm not going to sit here and act like we get to excuse people just being absolute dickheads. But when someone says something triggering to you, I'm trying to think of an example of like what's triggering to me. Maybe like when we're going out on a night out, Hannah is like super, super girly. She knows how to do her makeup so well. She knows how to dress so well. She's so creative in that area. And that's an area for me that I struggle in. I never grew up putting on makeup. I wasn't that type of girl. And you can see how I worded that. It's almost like a belief I have about myself. I amn't that type of girl is what I'm after saying. So that is a belief that I have within myself just because I've never really done it and I've never experienced it. I've never grown up being like, oh my God, I love makeup. Like some girls genuinely love makeup. Like Hannah loves putting makeup on. So for me, that has always been a big struggle. So every time we're going out, I get very insecure because I'm looking at her and I'm like, how is she so able to put on makeup? How does she look beautiful? Like, how can she just put an outfit together like so flawless? And that is obviously an area that I struggle with. So everything in me wants to, you know, go inward. It wants to retract. It wants to, you know, go very silent. I don't want to go out. Sometimes this is what's happened in the past. Like times I've had to battle with this and I've not wanted to go out on the night out because I'm feeling so triggered by it. And I could blame Hannah and I could be like, it's Hannah that constantly brings this up. But now I've obviously started to recognize that this is not a Hannah issue. This is a me issue. This is an issue that is within me that I clearly don't believe that I can either, number one, learn to do makeup. Number two, put an outfit together that I love, that I feel comfortable in. And that could be something like that's a great example of a trigger, but yours might be completely different. For a long time, mine was about body image. You know, I felt like the fat friend growing up. So that led me down a road of like, of course I didn't blame anyone at the time, but I definitely felt again the same thing, very insecure around my friends. And that led me obviously down the road of food and body image, etc. But that's the thing about triggers. So every time I'm going out, Hannah and being around Hannah is telling me something about myself. It's telling me that I have this belief about myself that I need to learn to change. Otherwise, I'm gonna live my life like this. And I know some people might think, and look, that's absolutely fine, that they're like, fuck triggers, I don't need to deal with them. And I get that. But for me, I was just at a point in my life probably 2 years ago where I was like, I just don't like this. I don't like that I can't speak up for myself. I don't like that I'm in shitty relationships, that I feel like I deserve this type of, you know, treatment off somebody else. And also, like, yeah, it was just like me feeling like I was fucking fed up with this stuff. And that's the thing about a trigger, is that I was getting triggered, but I would have, like, the past version of me would have been blaming, let's just say, my last relationship. I would have been blaming my last relationship, being like, it's them, you know, they treat me shitty, da 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 da. And yes, they did, but I also chose to stay. And that's the thing here. I could have walked away if I had of, let's just say, had enough self-worth, if I had been building myself up in like romantic sense. There's different, obviously, areas that you might struggle with certain things in. Like with a friend, I would never allow my friends to treat me like that. With a relationship, I clearly did. But like I said, I could blame that person and be like, it's them. But the reality is that for a lot of that, I chose to stay because I obviously didn't believe in myself enough. I didn't believe that I could walk away. I didn't believe that I'd be okay if I walked away. And I know a lot of people find themselves in that scenario as well. But that's the thing about triggers, is that we want to blame other people, but it is actually, when you take the responsibility for your own triggers, it can be the hardest thing in the world, okay? It definitely is, but it's so bloody freeing on the other hand, because now when I'm going out, let's just say with Hannah and that particular trigger, I know that that's going to crop up for me. So I'm already putting a plan in place of like, how can I help this? How can I help myself out of this? You know, can I go and can I ask Hannah for help around certain things? Can I borrow some clothes? Can I go and buy myself some clothes? Like, there's so many different things that I can do in that scenario to help me out of a trigger. And actually, one of the biggest ones that I found has helped me is actually talking to Hannah about it. And she's been great. She's been so understanding. And you might have someone in your life that you could potentially talk to about these triggers, but are your own triggers, let's just say. But like I said, the best thing about this trigger is that I've taken responsibility for it. It's nobody else's fault that I feel a certain way about something else. Do you know what I mean? It's not Hannah's fault. It's nobody else's fault around me. It's actually my stuff to deal with. And the reason it's, again, it needs to be treated almost like your best friend, because it's a part of you that wants to be healed. It wants to be looked at. Like, do you think that potentially I want to sit here and be like, I can never dress up, or I can never, you know, do makeup? Of course I don't. I don't want to sit in that. It's a horrible feeling to feel insecure in yourself. It's not great. But I don't want to sit in that forever. I want to get to a place where I'm like, I'm confident in myself. I'm like, I know what the fuck I'm wearing tonight. I know I can do my makeup. Or even without makeup, I'm like, Kiri, you're great. You're good looking. You're whatever without makeup. It's to have that level of confidence in myself that clearly right now and in the past I haven't had. Try and in the moment, you mightn't be able to sit there right now and have a conversation. You mightn't be able to identify it. But what exactly are your triggers? That's the question you need to ask yourself, is exactly what exactly are the triggers trying to teach me? So then I'm just going to shift over and give you a bit of a better example, even with regards to food. So what happens with people when they're triggered with regards to like binge eating, emotional eating? So let's say binge eating, for example, okay? You have a trigger, which is like an emotional, again, exactly what I described triggers at the start. It's an emotional response to, let's just say, negative body image thoughts, all or nothing, restriction. So you're having a trigger about something is bringing you back to a trigger in time. And for some people, that's like the all or nothing thinking that they have to get it absolutely perfect. And if they don't get it perfect, then well, fuck it. And this is where this fuck it attitude comes in. And then they're like, oh my God, I may as well just eat everything in sight because I had that Mars bar earlier and now I've completely fucked it. So what happens then is they go on to the next stage, which is they're kind of consumed by food. So this is somebody who handles their triggers through food. So everything I described beforehand is me talking about present me right now, okay? How she handles, whether she talks to someone about it. But there is a lot of, and I think I said it earlier in the podcast, is that there is behaviors that we turn to in a trigger in time, like alcohol, drugs, sex. There's a few different ones that we might turn to. Again, everybody is so different. So I'd love to hear your feedback, or if you need any help or just want to have a chat about these, please do drop me a message. But this is for somebody who handles true food. So you're consumed by food, can't stop thinking about food, you feel deprived. Then you move on to the next stage, which is eats a lot of food, fuck attitude. Then you feel out of control with food. So what happens then is because you feel out of control and you've taken it a bit too far with the fuck attitude and you've completely binged, you will want to regain control over your food and body. And the only way you know how is through restriction or diet. However, if you remember from the very start, your first bloody restriction or your first trigger is actually restriction. That's how the binging cycle continues to happen within someone, is that they keep going back to the same behavior that gets them into that scenario in the first place. Can you see that your trigger is actually trying to help you so much? It's trying to make you aware of a behavior that isn't serving you anymore. So whether it's binging, whether it's me going inward and feeling insecure and not wanting to go out, or it's you on the other scenario who completely lashes out and blames everybody in sight because you're having a hard time, obviously, with the trigger that's coming up for you. Can you see how the trigger is literally only trying to tell you, hey, Kira, this is an alarm bell that something right now isn't aligned with you. Something needs to be looked at. Something needs to be healed. Something needs to be, you need to release it, essentially. And that's what a trigger is trying to do for you. I hope, obviously, again, in some way that this has been insightful and you can see your triggers from maybe a different perspective of like what it's trying to tell you. So that's what I'd be first asking. I'd be first identifying the trigger. And of course, like I said, you mightn't get it perfect in the moment, but I'd be identifying the trigger firstly. And then I'd be looking at, okay, well, what's my behavior when I go into this trigger? Is it the likes of binging? So what is the trigger actually trying to tell you? It's probably trying to tell you that the behavior that obviously you're going to engage in is not one that you need anymore if you actually look at the trigger, if you heal the trigger, if you overcome the trigger, essentially. So for someone, let's just say we're going to use an easy example here with food. So someone with a negative body image thought, what do I first do? Or the all or nothing, or the restriction? What do I first do with someone who's dealing with that type of trigger? We take them out of restriction. We take them out of the all or nothing thinking by challenging the all or nothing thinking. We give them a better perspective on their body image. We show them how to challenge their thoughts around body image and around the all or nothing thinking. And this way, that trigger reduces because we're actually changing the trigger, essentially. We're healing it. Yeah, I just think, I hope that obviously this has given you some sort of insight to your own triggers and how to maybe become aware of them, but also why to become aware of them. You know, it's actually quite freeing when you do, because you have the power then. You have the power to change it. But when we're too busy blaming everything else for the trigger, like people will blame food. They'd be like, oh my God, it's the food that's the issue. The food isn't the issue. And the food has never been the issue. And this is coming from from someone who struggled with binging. Of course, food needs to be looked at when I'm working with a client, but the real issue is the triggers and what that's bringing up in someone. When they're having the thoughts of all or nothing, what's that bringing up? It's bringing up perfectionism. It's bringing up like, I'm not good enough if I can't be perfect. And that's exactly what it's actually bringing up. So the emotions behind the trigger that you really want to obviously look at, but why you also want to treat them as your best friend, because they'll be so freeing to you, to your life, to building yourself up, whether it's your esteem, better in your life, food, better in how you view yourself. There's so many, I could give you a list of things as to why, but the trigger will actually point you to exactly what it is that you need or you need to work on in your life. So if you're getting triggered all of the time, it's probably best that you just look at the one that keeps frequently coming up for you. And that's probably a good place to start with them. This is already probably very long and it's been a lot of me waffling, so I'm not going to keep it going. Hopefully this was beneficial. I'm going to obviously have to re-listen to it. So if I feel like it was beneficial. So please, if you enjoyed this, drop me a message, share it on Instagram, download, save. I actually don't really know what you do with podcasts, but you can do whatever you feel called to do. But I would actually really love to hear anybody's feedback on this, if it has helped in any sort of way.